Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, more than 130 people were killed in an attack at a concert hall in Moscow last Friday. What do we know about the people behind it? That's after a short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
On the 22nd of March, a crowd gathered at Crocus City Hall on the outskirts of Moscow for a concert by the rock band Picnic. But just after 8 p.m, a group of gunmen burst in through the entrance.
We turn now to a horrific attack today in the heart of Russia. Heavily armed gunmen opening fire in a concert hall in a suburb of Moscow before the building went up in flames.
As of Tuesday, 139 people have died, including 3 children. Many more are seriously injured. The terrorist group Islamic State released graphic footage of the attack and claimed responsibility for it. Without citing any evidence, Russia's president Vladimir Putin linked it to Ukraine. On Sunday, 4 men were dragged into a court, bruised and beaten, and charged with the attack. So, what do we know about what happened?
Even though Islamic State claim responsibility, there are many claims that potentially it's Islamic State in Khorasan, so the group that initially emerged in Afghanistan, that's behind the attack.
This is Jérôme Drevon.
I work as a senior analyst on jihad and modern conflict for International Crisis Group.
Jérôme says it's likely that this attack was perpetrated by a group sometimes known as ISIS-K or ISK.
So basically, ISK is a group that emerged in 2015 in Afghanistan. When IS was very powerful in Syria and Iraq, it tried to mobilize other militants elsewhere. So that was the case in Africa in particular, but also in other countries. And so ISK was formed at the time by distinguished commanders from the Taliban Pakistan, some delusion commanders from the Afghan Taliban, also some Yoban youth, around this idea that there should be a worldwide caliphate.
The group is seen as a rival to the Taliban, another Islamic fundamentalist group which currently runs Afghanistan.
I mean, the aim is very simple and very easy in absolute. It's to say that militants that pledge allegiance to this group should establish Islamic states here and now, wherever they are. So if you are in the jungles of Eastern DRC, you should establish an Islamic state there, in the north of Mozambique, in the Sahel, whatever. So the objective is really an Islamic state immediately, and that is all connected to the same structure that they call the revival of the caliphate.
Jérôme wasn't surprised when he heard the news of the attacks. He says ISIS-K is active, pointing to 3 attacks in Iran in the past year and a recent shooting at a Catholic church in Istanbul. But why Russia?
There are historical and current reasons. I mean, historically, you know, for groups like IS, they still remember the Russian invasion of Afghanistan, the 2 wars in Chechnya. So there is an old conflict with Russia. But there are also much more current developments to which attack is relevant. So, for example, you know, the Russians have helped the Syrian regime retake many regions. And even though the Russians mostly fought other groups, it also fought Islamic State in Syria. Russia is also allied with military juntas in West Africa that are also fighting the local IS affiliate.
Jerome also says that this is not the first attack by ISIS-K in Russia.
In 2015, IS in the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt also targeted a Russian civilian plane. So it's not that surprising that they would attack Russia now. I think a lot of it has to do with simply having the opportunity, the right opportunity at the right time.
In fact, the US had tried to warn Russia that it was vulnerable to an extremist attack in the days before the shooting, but Putin didn't listen.
Maybe the Russians simply don't trust the US, simply think that the US is trying to divert their attention from Ukraine. Maybe they did heed the advice, but couldn't prevent the attack. And it seemed that they did prevent another attack 2 weeks beforehand.
Putin has now said that the attack was conducted by radical Islamists. But he's also continued to blame Ukraine. Jerome says there is no evidence for Putin's claims that this attack is linked to the war in Ukraine. But it might have served as a useful distraction while ISIS-K plotted its attack.
They do also use and exploit international divides. So if there is a divide between different countries, it also helps their agenda because it means that countries are not as much focused on their militants. Russia has been focused much more on political dissidents inside Russia or on its war against Ukraine. So they cannot focus on everything. So it's not that surprising that they would not focus as much on Islamic militants. And the claims that the Ukrainians are using this attack or exploiting it doesn't really make sense, but it's not in the interest of Ukraine to be assimilated to such a group and to target Russian civilians. Because this just reinforces the agenda of Putin and his regime, so it doesn't really help them in any ways.
In other words, the terrorist group spotted a vulnerability in Moscow, and it attacked. So what are its ambitions? We'll have more after the break.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
I think they will try to attack other countries based on opportunities offered to them. Now, one of the big questions is about Western Europe. There have been many plots aborted in Western Europe and individuals arrested and so on. But it's a threat that Western countries take very, very seriously.
Jerome Drevon thinks ISIS-K will not be slowing down now.
In particular, France, because of the Olympic Games that are organized in the summer. And so there are real, fears that something could happen. So it means that different countries, including Western countries, but potentially up to Russia, Iran and others, will have to continue sharing information.
Dr. Murat Aslan, a military analyst, told Tortoise that ISIS-K may have attacked Russia in part because the country has become more isolated from the West since the outbreak of the war in Ukraine. But Jerome doesn't think that will get in the way of their ambitions to protect themselves from future terrorist threats.
Because despite their divides, the US at least is sharing information with them. because for them, it's regardless of what happens in Ukraine and other areas, no, this is a key threat to international security. I think they still see Ukraine as something really, really important. But then, you know, in parallel, they can still focus on this as well.
Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Patricia Clark.
Tortoise.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
I'm Afua Hirsch.
I'm Peter Frankopan.
And in our podcast, Legacy, we explore the lives of some of the biggest characters in history.
This season, we're exploring the life of Cleopatra.
An iconic life full of romances, sieges, and tragedy. But who was the real Cleopatra? It feels like her story's been told by others with their own agenda for centuries.
But her legacy is enduring, and so we're going to dive into how her story has evolved all the way up to today.
I am so excited to talk about Cleopatra, Peter.
Love Cleopatra.
She is an icon.
She's the most famous woman in antiquity. It's got to be up there with the most famous woman of all time.
But I think there's a huge gap between how familiar people are with the idea of her compared to what they actually know about her life and character.
So for pyramids, Cleopatra and Cleopatra's nose.
Follow Legacy now wherever you get your podcasts. Or you can binge entire seasons early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.